With the relatively recent nerfs of the Wrecker Revolver, it got me thinking, right? What are the best Fortnite weapons ever, right? Before their nerfs. And that's what we're going to talk about in this video today. Fortnite's best weapons ever in their prime. In order for a weapon to be on this list today, they had to have received a pretty sizable nerf, right? I want this list to be the weapons that were so broken before they got crushed by nerfs, although in some rare cases, they may still be great. This list is in no particular order, it is not comprehensive, and I'll definitely be forgetting something, so if there's enough for a part 2, I will absolutely deliver. And before we get into this video, just remember, this list is not weapons in their current state, like I usually talk about in videos, but rather weapons that at one snapshot in history were insane, and so let's just get right into talking about them. Again, like I said in the intro, this list is in no particular order, but if you came to me and said the beginning of Chapter 5 Season 1, that version of the Reaper Sniper Rifle is the best weapon of all time, I would say you have a very solid argument. In fact, I even made a Twitter post the other day asking you guys what was better, the MK7 before it got nerfed or the Reaper Sniper, and overwhelmingly, the majority of people said the Reaper Sniper Rifle. I have never seen a weapon dominate an entire meta like a sniper rifle, right? You had people fighting with sniper rifles, I'm dead serious. In its prime, it is the best sniper rifle of all time. I mean, you could still make the argument it's the best sniper of all time. It is a top 5 weapon of all time. Of course, it got hit with a ton of nerfs. They reduced the bullet speed by 8%, the bullet drop increased by 40%, and then in Chapter 5 Season 2, they reduced the spawn rates for them. Then they nerfed the bullet speed again by 16%, they increased the bullet drop by 116%. The spawn chance was then reduced again by 50%. I mean, these are some of the biggest nerfs we have ever seen for a Fortnite weapon, literally ever. In its prime, it is my favorite weapon in Fortnite history, and of course, you knew it had to be here on this video, so let's just get the obvious one out of the way first. Next, we've got another obvious pick, that's because I mentioned it in the intro of this video, it is the Wrecker Revolver from Chapter 6 Season 4. Now, what I will say is, even with the recent nerfs, this is still the dominant weapon this season. And with my luck, after I release this video like a week later, they'll nerf it again. This weapon had a couple of problems. I mean, first of all, you could double pump it. Now, obviously, that has been taken away. They added a 0.85 second delay to basically counter people from double pumping Wrecker Revolvers, right? Two Wrecker Revolvers is almost just as good as OG double pump was back in the day. I mean, that's insane how good they were. They also decreased the range by 30%. They increased the damage fall off and decreased the max damage cap by 10 damage. I remember saying on launch of Chapter 6 Season 4 that this thing needs nerfs instantly because this is, in my opinion, like one of the best weapons I've ever used in my life. And like I said, this thing is still subject to more nerfs and you're still seeing it around everywhere. So even though the nerfs were big, the Wrecker still hasn't been taken down. And I'm telling you, you are going to remember 3, 4, 5 years from now, someone's going to say Chapter 6 Season 4, the first thing that's going to come into your head is the Wrecker Revolver. And that's not by chance. That thing was and still is unbelievable. Now we've done two obvious picks, let's throw something that's a little bit less obvious. What about the grenade, right? The grenade, of course, is not a weapon, it's, you know, just an item. But people forget that grenades used to do 100 damage, right? The grenade stacks were so insane. You could have a whole team just carrying like 20 grenades, chuck the ping on their box, look 3/4 of the way up, about 75 meters away, and you can drop instant 100 damage on someone's head. You stack 2, 3, 4 of them, there's no way somebody can stop them, and they had great structure damage. They nerfed the damage from 100 to 40, and then decreased the structure damage from 375 to just 75. That means it takes 2 grenades to blow up a wooden wall. Grenades in their prime are genuinely one of the strongest items of all time, and now, I would argue, they're probably one of the worst. While this video does have some big nerfs on it, and honestly, I could make an entirely separate video, and honestly this video is kind of a hybrid between the best weapons of all time and also the biggest nerfs, this item received one of the biggest nerfs we've ever seen. Speaking of massive nerfs, you knew it was going to be on here, we've got to talk about the MK7, and if you want to get specific, the Foundation's MK7 assault rifle, that's the mythic MK7, got absolutely crushed by nerfs. But with that being said, in its prime, this again might be the best weapon of all time. I know I keep saying that over and over again, but that's true. You can make an argument for any of the weapons on this list, and that's the whole point of this video, right? These weapons in their prime could have been the number one ever. This weapon is so insane because just the fact that it was a hit scan assault rifle with a DPS of nearly 270 before it got nerfed. That should never exist. And it's just so funny. I go back and watch Chapter 3 Season 1 gameplay and just see everybody running around with MK7s literally ripping people. It's the same thing with the Wrecker Revolver in Chapter 6 Season 4. When I say Chapter 3 Season 1, the first thing I think about is the broken MK7. And I'm literally reading from the patch notes here and all it says is just decrease, 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 right? Decrease the structure damage by 4 damage. Decrease the hip fire accuracy. Then they decrease the regular damage by 1. Then they decrease the damage again. By 2, and they decrease the structure damage even more. It's just over and over again they crush it, and again it's still a good assault rifle, but in its current state it's not the best assault rifle in the game. But in its prime, there's an argument to say that. Next, we are going way back in time, all the way to Fortnite Season 1, and you knew it was going to be on here. It is the 98 headshot damage gold scar. There's not really much to say here. It was an assault rifle that was doing 98 on a headshot that didn't have a slow fire rate. Of course, I don't really need to talk about the nerf this weapon received. Obviously, 98 headshot on an assault rifle doesn't exist anymore. The regular scar does 72 damage on a headshot. This honestly should have never existed, and it barely did before it got changed, but I have to give it a mention here. Obviously, on this video, because the 98 headshot damage gold scar did exist, and yeah, it's one of the most broken things I've ever seen in Fortnite history. But honestly, you could say that the combat SMG might have been more broken. You had an SMG with an unbelievable fire rate. Remember, before it got all the recoil changes, this thing was still a beam that was doing 25 damage to the body, 50 on a headshot. You could four tap somebody to the head with an SMG that had a fire rate of 12. That is absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, that would not last very long. They decreased the headshot multiplier from 2 to 1.75. They decreased the base body shot damage by 2. They decreased the structure damage by 2. Then they decreased the damage again by 3 and decreased the structure damage even more. And obviously added that unbelievable recoil that you guys know today. So before these nerfs, you can imagine how good this weapon was. And honestly, you could also put the Stinger SMG here. That weapon got crushed by nerfs and was honestly just as strong. I think the combat SMG being able to be used as like a hybrid AR SMG with these types of damage numbers, right? Like, to be getting four-shotted by an SMG is unbelievable. Like, that should never happen. And again, another weapon that I knew as soon as I had this video idea, it was going to be here. Next, we've got the heavy sniper rifle, and oh my god, this one pains me to talk about because the heavy sniper before its nerfs was one of my favorite weapons of all time. It was insane. You had a sniper rifle that was doing 157 damage to the body, right? That is insane. Now we have sniper rifles that are max doing like 135, 138, and even the current version of the heavy sniper, the max that it can do to the body is 132, and also I should mention you can one-shot any wall in the game. That is not the case anymore, right? So these damage numbers meant that you had a very slow reload time, but that was okay because you were almost hitting somebody for 160 damage. Remember, this is to the body. It's not like it's a headshot doing that much damage. It was absolutely insane. Double heavy snipe was running rampant. Now, this is a weapon that I feel like in its prime could potentially compare to the Reaper sniper rifle, and now it is unfortunately just a shadow of itself. It kind of sucks now, and I hate to say that. And oh, I should mention, back in the day when this thing was in its prime, you also didn't have sniper glint either. Somebody would just peek their head up, you didn't know where they were, and then bang, they were just hitting you for 357 damage to the head. That's insane. Definitely deserves to be on this list today. We now move on to Chapter 2 Season 6, and Chapter 2 Season 6 is my least favorite season of all time, and partly is because of how overpowered the Primal Shotgun was on launch. The Primal Shotgun now is not very good. In fact, I would say it's one of the worst shotguns of all time, but on launch of Chapter 2 Season 6, the prime of this weapon, it was one of the strongest shotguns we had ever seen, and honestly, you can make an argument it might have been the strongest. And you know a shotgun is strong when they decrease two statistics, right? When they decrease the fire rate and damage together, that is how you know that a shotgun is overpowered. That's exactly what they did here. They reduced the fire rate from 3.7 to 3.3. They also decreased the ADS fire rate from 2.7 to 2.3. They reduced the damage by 10 damage in every single rarity. Like, how overpowered does a shotgun have to be that you have to take out 10 damage per rarity? That's absolutely insane. Then they increased the pullout time. It's like, geez, like, how much more can you nerf this thing? And honestly, the reason why I'm talking about these nerfs in this video today is to go and show how strong they were before those nerfs, right? If a weapon has to get crushed this badly, just imagine how insane it was on launch. And again, you don't have to imagine it. I'm here telling you how overpowered it was. You're watching it. I was literally there when this happened. I mean, it's one of the best shotguns of all time, and you'll rarely hear me say that about anything from Chapter 2 Season 6, but that Primal Shotgun, in no pun intended, it's prime, is insane. All right, I also wanted to give two honorable mentions out on this video today, and the first one will be the overclocked pulse rifle. The overclocked pulse rifle is still probably the best assault rifle of all time, and it had a nerf, but it wasn't terribly insane. They decreased the fire rate by basically 1 point in its hipfire, and they increased the hipfire spread. So for most weapons, that would probably kill the weapon, but the overclocked pulse rifle is just still insane. And then the enhanced Havoc pump shotgun, they decreased the damage from 144 to 138, and then decreased the max damage from 250 to 210. Those are still huge nerfs, but these two weapons together are still some of the best we've ever seen. It's very rare that you see weapons that get hit with nerfs and then are still this good. The beginning of Chapter 4, Season 2, you pair these two weapons together, you're unstoppable. And another weapon that is, you know, kind of in that same boat is the Hollow Twister Assault Rifle from Chapter 6. I think some people actually tend to forget how good that Prime Chapter 6 Season 1 Hollow Twister really was, for the fact that, well, the weapon is still very good now. You had a fully auto, hit-scan, first-person assault rifle that was doing 34 damage to the body. They would end up decreasing that by 1 damage. They also decreased the structure damage. They decreased the fire rate. Again, like I said, when you have to touch both the fire rate and the damage together, those are two stats that basically make a weapon overpowered. They nerfed the fire rate from 5.5 to 5.2 and increased the reload speed. And again, still, the Hollow Twister is, I would say, a top 5 assault rifle ever. If you really wanted to push it, you could say top 10. Again, this is another one of those examples that when I hear somebody say Chapter 6, Season 1, what is the first thing I think about? I think about the Hollow Twister AR. And I think a lot of you guys are probably going to agree with that. All right, this is actually a weapon that I've wanted to talk about for this entire video, but I want to stay till the end here. It is the pump shotgun. Obviously, the prime of the pump shotgun is probably the best shotgun ever, right? You're hitting for like 230 damage with a common pump from literally like 20 meters away. It was absolutely insane. And even when they toned that down, you still had a very strong pump that was hitting for 200 plus damage to the head. Anytime you can one pump, that's insane. And you come to the present day where the pump shotgun can only do 185 damage to the head now. It is absolutely a shell of its former self. The pump shotgun in its prime, right? The best we have ever seen that weapon ever look is devastating. It's absolutely devastating. You combine it with double pump as well, a mechanic that should never have existed in the first place. You see why this weapon is on this list today, and it's a shame to say that pump shotgun is no longer the best shotgun ever. Honestly, I don't even think it's inside the top 5. And since we're talking about the pump shotgun, we might as well mention the weapon that, in my opinion, dethroned that weapon. It is the combat shotgun in Season 9. This shotgun in Season 9 was so unbelievably strong. I mean, obviously the pump had been vaulted, right? So it gave way for a new shotgun to come and take that spot. And the combat absolutely did that. You had 73 damage, scaling all the way to 80 damage on a shotgun with a fire rate of almost 2. That is a huge deal. Obviously, that couldn't last forever, and it wouldn't, because if you want to fast forward to the nerfs that it saw in Chapter 2, Season 4, well, now this thing was only doing 50 damage in the base version. That is almost a 25 damage difference. This thing was everywhere in Season 9. You could not escape it. They knew that that was the case, so they decreased the damage at medium distances. They decreased the damage at long range distances. They decreased the headshot multiplier from 1.7 to 1.5. Why did it have a headshot multiplier of 1.7 to begin with? They decreased its long range effectiveness. They decreased the fall off curve ranges. Like, I'm not even going to go all into the numbers here because you get the point. Basically, this thing was way too good at like 50 meters away when a shotgun should never be used. Now we have that with the Wrecker revolver, but the combat shotgun was just an entirely different beast. At least that weapon can be turned as a pistol. This weapon was not, it was a shotgun. This is a weapon that I could not leave off this list today. It had to get a mention, so here it is. Also, just a quick mention here. I know I did not include the Frenzy Auto on this list, so if there is a part 2, the Frenzy Auto will be there. I just ran out of room here. I thought the combat shotgun deserved it over the Frenzy Auto for now. All right, the final weapon on this list. You've probably been sitting here the whole video saying, where is it? How is it not here? Well, here it is. It's the Midas's Drum Gun from Chapter 2, Season 2. There's a couple things that made this weapon really overpowered. Firstly, you had a drum gun, which is technically an SMG that has a DPS of 250. And also, you have to remember what aim assist was like at the time. Aim assist was so overpowered that spray weapons could absolutely dominate people. And that's another reason why Midas' drum gun was so good in its peak, right? There's an argument to say that this was the best mythic in Chapter 2, Season 2. And then, of course, they would nerf it over and over again down to a DPS of 204, again, just a shell of its former self. It's honestly insane to go back and watch gameplay of Chapter 2, Season 2, and you hear this weapon just ripping through builds. It has a crazy fire rate of 10 with 25 damage a shot. And all you can do is just think to yourself, how did this thing ever exist? And I wonder that to this day. Yeah, I mean, what else is there to say? Alrighty, folks, those are some of the best Fortnite weapons ever in their prime. Please let me know in the comment section down below which weapons you thought should have been on this list that were not, because I will absolutely make a part two if you guys like this one. I know this video was a little bit more unstructured than my normal videos, but that's because I don't read off a script. I'm going straight off the dome here while looking at the patch notes. But with that all being said, I hope you guys did go on to enjoy this video. If you did, hit subscribe while you're at it. And again, thanks for watching. I'll catch you in the next one. As always, peace.